This show was taped with the sun shining down on other people.
The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
And now it's time for the show that hurts if you touch it. It's Saturday Night Napsack.
Hey, Saturday Nighters, I'm back in the saddle, and boy, do I still feel sore. But we've got a great show for you next week. You just have to power through today's mess of a broadcast. But before we get to disappointing anyone that only subscribed for my Sizzler show, I want to tell you about a new sponsor, Lushed Bath Bombs. That's right. Researchers say that 82% of adults still like to take baths in a vain attempt to find peace and relaxation. I don't, because I don't know where that bathtub has been, but you might. And researchers also say that 94% of adults drink to solve their problems. Well, now Lushed Bath Bombs is combining the two pointless pursuits with their wonderful collection of bath products, such as Whiskey Tango Bath Trot, a whiskey-infused bath bomb that will help you and your body just soak up that tangy but sweet Irish whiskey in literally every pore and or hole in your body. Or try Tequila Starfish. Man, where's that tentacle going? You won't care after you bask in this smooth combination of tequila and soap. For the tired lovers, try Rose Petal Rosé, a bath bomb designed to arouse the sensual senses that the drudgery of cohabitation has beat out of both of you. The smell of roses mixed with the subtle hint of a fine rosé seeping into your junk will make you feel like young lovers all over again. At least until the reality of two adults squeezing into an average-sized bathtub kills any mood that the alcohol has helped build. There are many, many products to choose from, so head over to their website to fill up your cart with some of the most expensive balls of soap ever invented. Small loans are available. Just suck up your pride and ask. Life is tough, and who has time for taking a bath while drinking when you can take a bath in the drink? Visit LushedBathBomb.gov now and use the promo code CleanNotSoberKen. That's clean with a K to get $2 off your next purchase of $200 or more of the only bath bomb straight men will feel secure to use after a lifetime of oppressing their emotions. And now, on with the show. Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 49 of Saturday Night Napsack. That's crazy. That means the next one is number 50. And I got to tell you, I have a great idea planned for episode 50, and I cannot wait to jettison that idea by Wednesday and just do some sort of clip show. It's going to be great. But right now, what we're going to do is something that, man, I don't think I've done them on this show. I've done them other places. They are a great thing to do. This is a Ask Me Anything, an AMA is what millennials called it before Gen Zers kicked them off the stage. And so this is where you and the audience, you've submitted some questions and you get to ask me anything. All bets are off. You know what I mean? Like we could be talking about screwing within like 10 seconds. You don't know. You don't know. I don't know. It's Ask Me Anything. I love doing these because they're the ultimate sign that the content creator has run out of ideas. So we are going to do this one here right now. Petey is in the booth. Petey, how you doing, you little squirt?
My lawyer said you can't call me that anymore.
I didn't get the email. Prove that I did. Prove it, Petey. You can. All right. We've got some questions here. I'm excited. I don't know what these questions are. Here, so I got them right here in a, there's a lot right here. All right, here we go. First one up here. Ask me anything. Ooh, so dangerous. I hope no one asks me about my former YouTube employers that I hate and they all thought I loved. All right, here we go. First one up. Do you feel bad that you never hit 6 feet tall despite that doctor telling you and your parents you would? What, who wrote this? How do they know that? How do they know? Do I have to answer? Petey, do I have to answer?
Yes, Ken. Legally, when you announce that you're doing an AMA, you have to answer anything. Legally.
Son of a... Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, about when I was, I don't know, fifth, sixth grade, maybe. I had, like, a little back problem, so I went to, like, a chiropractor. And my mom and dad took me, and the chiropractor told us they put up the x-rays. And the moment someone puts up x-rays, I believe them. Do you? I don't doubt that. That's the inside of my body. and you have a white coat on. And they told me, you got to look at this, a lot of room to grow. You're going to be 6 foot, probably more. And at the time, you know, I had some big dreams of being a pro athlete. I thought, this is great. Like, I'm going to be a strapping young lad. At the time, it was just this sticks on a, you know, with a ball for a tummy kid. I looked like a scarecrow chasing some sort of flying monkeys and Dorothy. And I was like, okay, this is great. And then, you know, here I am. I am 5'8 and a half, maybe 5'9. I lie and I say 5'10, but I've measured myself. I'm the same height as Bono, which it's a resume builder, you know, Bono of the rock and roll combo U2. I'm the same size as him, so I'm not ashamed of that. I just cry a lot about it because, you know, to be so close to 6 foot is that golden number. Like, if you're 6 foot, you're like, they sang about you in songs of yore. You know, you're the one that slayed the dragon. Under 6 foot, you smelted the sword for him to slay the dragon, which, you know, probably makes you a hero too, but you're not there. You're not in the front of the book. You know, you don't have the action figure. You get like the exclusive Funko Pop that weird obsessive fans demand into existence. That's if you're like my height, 5'9". But if you're 6 foot, woo, life is easy. And that, I don't hold it against that chiropractor, doctor, whatever. I know there's a bit debate over it. I don't care. She cracked me enough times to, you know, that I didn't feel like I was in any more pain, which is, that's great. But, you know, I try not to feel bad. I wanted 6 foot. I really did. I really did. I feel if I was 6 feet tall, I would have played on some high school teams. And maybe I would have had sex before I was, you know, 28. All right, this is really depressing. Petey, we got any fun ones in here? Little fun ones?
I don't know. We had an intern that pulled them, and since we don't pay that intern, there's a, I don't know, there's a chance they put some in there that were designed to hurt you.
You know, it might be free labor, but it's also free experience, and that's more important. All right. All right, next one here. Ask me anything on Saturday night. Okay. All right, let's give it a whirl. What's your favorite memory? Oh, yeah, I liked it. What's your favorite memory of being cut from the baseball team in the ninth grade and having your silly dream squashed? What is this? That is bull roar. Who asked? That's got to be more than like an intern. That's got to be, is it you, Petey? Petey? This has to be you asking these hurtful questions.
I no longer care enough about you to try to hurt you.
That might be the sweetest thing anyone said to me, Petey. Yeah, all right, yeah, ninth grade, I played baseball. I wanted to be a pro athlete again. Thought I was on my way to 6 feet tall. Wasn't the case. But, you know, some catchers are little squatty potties of flesh, and I thought I could be a major league catcher. I could barely throw the ball back to the pitcher, but I had dreams. I was going to play for the Yankees. And so, yeah, I tried out. I worked really hard. I ran laps like I was told. My mom even got me Gatorade gum. Remember that, Petey? Gatorade gum to, you know, so I could have it while I was running the mile because I wasn't a good runner. You know, really hurt my lungs. And my mom thought gum would be the answer. So I had that. And I swung the bat well. I had a glove that looked real sharp. And I'd catch it with my eyes closed, you know, hoping that the ball would hit me square in the noggin. I thought I was going to make that team. And then the day of, you know, you go to the big tryouts, and then you go there the next day, and you go to the wall to see if your name's on it. My name wasn't there. God, that hurts. Just thinking about that now, you know? Really. Really a painful memory. And it really spiraled me off into like years of depression. I ended up in therapy, which I think is a good thing, but it took me a long time. When you're like 13, 14, and you have what you feel, you know, you don't know their silly dreams, Petey. You don't know that. And when you have, you know, you have your dreams shattered like that. That's hard to, well, you're asking a 13 or 14 year old kid to deal with that pressure. Your dreams are done. Over. Sent me depression. And then all I do through high school is I'd stay alone in my rooms on the weekends and record silly little radio shows where I did all the voices. And, you know, I dream about maybe trying out for the team next year, which I never did because I was too afraid. You know, again, and I was waiting for 6 feet tall. That didn't come. This is depressing, Petey. This is absolutely depressing. Do people like this?
Believe it or not, this is actually like the most requested content for most content creators.
What is wrong with these audiences? Okay. All right, here we go. Number two. Huh? Who are you?
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Sorry, move around. Sorry. Can you move your feet?
What are you? Hi, who are you? Who are you? What is going on? Petey, what is going on?
That's the janitor, Carl.
Stop. Hey, brother, stop.
Yeah, okay. I gotta do that.
Just give me that. Give me that. What are you doing? What are you doing right now? Put that down. Don't grab my trash. What are you doing in here right now?
Well, I'm supposed to come in and clean, and I do the and I vacuum, clean up all your trash, food, fingernail clippings. That's what they got me doing. Can I have that back?
No. Yeah. What, Petey? Why are they scheduling this during my show?
When you took last week off, they just pretty much assumed you wouldn't be coming back.
I mean, that's a fair assumption. It's going to be one day when I'm done, but no, I got to. All right. Are you almost done?
You literally are. I Yeah, okay.
All right, okay. Thank you. Wow. Petey, I don't even know. Are we still on?
I never pressed the stop button.
Ever?
Never. I don't want to miss moments like this.
All right, fine. Fair enough. Let's get this segment over. Final question of this. Ask me anything. Gosh, I hope it's something fun about my career here. Number three, how does it feel to be best remembered for getting drunk on the internet? God damn it, Petey. How was I supposed to know that'd be it? That'd be the peak. That'd be the peak of what I do. You know? And I'll tell you what, I pushed for it. I wanted to be on the show. Kind of demanded it. And now look, and then what do I get me? Like, I have to be ashamed of something I did. And two, I almost peed in a rideshare car on the way to the next show, which now I wish I did because it just would have been get it all done with, I guess. It's embarrassing. Everything about that is embarrassing. It was funny. I'll tell you what is funny. It was one of my funnier moments, but it was embarrassing. That's not me. That's not who I am. This is the real me. I don't know who that schlub was. And he wore suits a lot. I don't know. That's a different me. So I was trying to be something. It was funny, though. I got to tell you, that was some of my funnier moments. I don't think anyone could be funnier than me when I'm like, got a few in me, you know? I think I'm the king of the castle when it comes to that, quite frankly. So, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be ashamed. But then again, you know, young relatives of mine have seen it, and I don't, how do you answer for that? My mom doesn't really know. She doesn't watch or listen to anything I do much. She doesn't know. I got to press on to something. God bless it, Petey. This is really, really a depressing ask me anything. Well, how do people keep doing this? Why do they keep doing this?
Money.
Wait. There's money? There's money in this? Let's do this again sometime. All right. Well, that's the first installment of Saturday Night Nap Sucks. Ask me anything. We'll do it again sometime. And now, on with the show, friends. Well, hi, I'm Doc Scurlock of the Lockdown Health segment. You forgot I host here, and you're listening to Saturday Night Knapsack, the second leading cause of boredom among Gen Zers. Now, don't forget to buy my new book, Why We Love Self-Medicating, and as always, stay healthy, my friends. And now it's time for a quick check of the weather here on SNN.
I'm Rain McClouds, and this is your SNN weather report. Rise and shine. The sun is out today, and it looks to be burning you like it never has before, other than the fact that perhaps some climates might be in the process of changing in the same way a chess player makes a move to soon trap the king and vanquish their opponent. It's also because you've been spending a better part of a year locked away in your own house, unsure of your future or very survival, so your skin is sensitive. So if you're going to go outside, wear one of those sun visors you used to make fun of old people for wearing, and put on enough sunscreen to feel like a grease pig at a Future Farmers of America event. And always wear a mask unless you're a selfish prick. Which is exactly what my wife screamed at me when she caught me enjoying the beautiful spring weather at the park with our weekend weather girl, Yolanda Martez Garcia. So don't waste this great weather wondering if 2021 will be a wash as well. Get out there. As I told my wife, life's too short to stay in your own yard. Also, make sure you follow Yolanda's Instagram at weathergirlinaminiskirt. And finally, check it in on the fine folks of New Zealand. We are sending our love and support as that region is feeling the effects of several large earthquakes and tsunami warnings that God actually meant for Texas, but due to a clerical error, they got sent to the wrong place. Things look to be settling down, so get out and enjoy the beautiful weather you get to enjoy as thanks for helping all of us with that one ring of power. All right, that's it. Look up. Look for the sun. I'm Rain McClouds, and that was your SNN weather report.
Yeah. Creedence Clearwater Revival down on the corner. That's a feel-good vibe indeed right there. Catnapsuck with you. It is a Saturday morning, wintry indeed, but I've got a nice, warm-hearted dedication that I will be sending out to my friends, Josh and Amanda. They just added a baby to their family. That's right. The Macuga clan grows by one. Welcome to the world, baby Rosie. This one is for my friends and their beautiful new daughter, Rosie, here on Hall of Fame Music Radio.
Here she comes, walking down the street.
Here's another true fact about your host, Ken Napsa. He's still paying off the credit card debt from buying that one piece of equipment in 2012 that he used once. And now, back to the show.
Hello, I'm Catnapsuck. You might remember me from such streaming documentaries as The Men Who Eat Too Fast and The Apathy Avengers, inside the lives of everyday superheroes that just don't care enough to help. And I'm here to talk to you about a virus that plagues so many, yet seemingly has no end to it. It dominates the pop culture world and has countless side effects. Friends, it's time to take a stand against fan theoryitis by donating today to the Organization Against Irresponsible Speculation, or OASIS for short. Every day, countless of seemingly normal, average, well-meaning human beings and some advanced primates engage in rampant and untethered amounts of theorizing about the plots and revelations of their favorite TV shows and movies. These theories, long a staple of loving genre-based entertainment or tentpole IPs, comes from a place of excitement and passion, but leads to unfulfilled dreams and a lack of contentment while consuming the things that are supposed to inspire and move us. In some extreme cases, it can lead people to an all-encompassing rage that forever dominates their path and worse, to the launching of podcasts or the formation of tweet threads. These fan theories also become some sort of pop culture currency that creates a false sense of status and importance in the fandoms, when in truth, it just leaves those that theorize empty and completely missing the powerful themes and lessons of the show and movies they once loved. What seems like knowledge of lore is just the blustery hot air of someone that just doesn't get it, that then takes them to the internet to proclaim that the 8th season of that dragon show was disappointing, or these superheroes need to hang out with the mutants I wanted them to, so I hate this show now. Medical professionals are just starting to see the effects of fan theoryitis, and they urge all of us to take action now before it's too late, before every show, movie, comic, and book is just an empty collection of simple plot points and characters designed to lead to just more plot points and characters, just a world-building lore dog chasing its own tail. Won't you help today? Donate today to the Organization Against Irresponsible Speculation, or OSIS for short. Your money will be used to reintroduce love of themes, lessons, and timeless morality tales back into the wild, where they can roam freely and fight their way back from extinction. Portions of proceeds will also be used to fight against social media algorithms that only highlight people yelling about how their fan theories are better than the lady with 40 years of producing experience. The fight against fan theoryitis is a tough one, but it's not a lost cause. We just need you to take a stand with us, because sometimes a young space wizard staff is just a staff. This message was brought to you by Saturday Night Knapsack, Vision, Grogu, and the Advert Council. And now it's time for the list. Today we've got the best ways to deal with chest pain.
Number 3.
Look at all of your life choices and realize this didn't happen before you started working out, so leave the gym.
Number 2.
Make a doctor's appointment, but cancel it after you remember you've had spicy tacos for 6 straight days.
Number 1.
And the best way to deal with chest pains. What you ignore can't hurt you.
Clink, clink.
And that's the list. That is it for this week. We are done with Saturday Night Knapsack. Big episode 50 is up next. You know, I'm not going to promise and say next week because, you know, who knows where my life will be. But episode 50 is next, and that's going to be a big one here. I want to do a special next. Carl. Carl. I got to call my Get that out of here. Get out of here. Oh, my God. A special thanks to everyone who supports me on Patreon at patreon.com/catnapsock. Get him out of there. Carl, get out of there.
I'll do my job.
Okay, get... special thanks to my executive producer supporters, all of you. Thanks for all your support. Special thanks to Patreon supporter Christy McGee, known witch, for her Morning Drive station identification. If you want to submit a Morning Drive media station identification, do so via the Discord for anyone in the boardroom level. Let me hear it. I'd love to have some new ones coming in so we can give Christy a week off then. Saturday Night Knapsack is now on Jemmy. If you want to make a one-time donation to support the show, head over there to jemmy.app/Saturday Night Knapsack. That's J-E-M-I. You don't go to that. Big thanks to associate producer Sean Arnold for his help with the radio clips and so much more. Check out Sean's TeePublic shop at teepublic.com/user/T-Sean. Listen to me on Hall of Fame Music Radio in Newcastle and Huntington, Pennsylvania, and anywhere throughout the world through their website at HOFMradio.com every Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern. All right, that's a lot of fun. I love doing that. Visit catnapsock.com for more information and follow us on Twitter, me at catnapsock, and the company at MDrive Media. And also, please do me a favor and check out the Good People Association by visiting the GPA.fun. merch now available. Come help us build an empire of fun. And as always, be sure to tell a friend about Saturday Night Knapsack, a show so real it had to be fake. And as always, remember to laugh responsibly.
Okay, I'm done.